Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, JP.
How was the ride in?
Less rainy than yesterday.
Less rain. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I know we still have flood watches in effect in different areas, you know, and anywhere there's like little streams or rivers where all the rain that we got yesterday is just still, because now you're getting all the runoff.
It's good on 87. That's the best I can say. there was no flooding there.
Okay. Well, that's a beautiful thing.
You got to understand, it's just a very, I can't see too much on either side.
All right. Well,
I don't know what's happening out there.
I'm sorry. I'm just happy you're awake for your ride in, honestly.
After the first 15 minutes or so, I'm awake. So it's first few, you got to watch out for.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get yourself one of those self-driving cars or something, man.
That's what I've been saying for the longest time. It's illegal to let it drive, though.
Oh, well.
You're not supposed to, technically,
yes,
take a nap.
That's true. You're not supposed to.
See, I think I'd crank my seat back far enough where nobody would have a video. It just looked like a car just driving. They wouldn't actually catch me sleeping in the seat. That would just.
Yeah, I don't know. Even when, you know, the self-driving cars come out, because they will be coming out soon. I don't know if I'm actually going to be the trusting one, you know, because I get nervous sometimes when humans are driving. So I can't imagine.
I feel like although it's a smaller pool that they're drawing from, you know, for data, there's still quite a bit of there's very few accidents in the grand. It's a big deal when there's like a fender bender or something,
sure,
or an accident with a self-driving car. But if you think about it statistically, there's way less accidents. I know people seem to think they're smarter. That's one of our flaws as people. We think we're a lot smarter than we actually are. And you know, I think of, actually, because I got a visually impaired brother. He's been waiting his whole life to have. He's got the money for a car if it was self-driving as well. So I think of it from that way. I think of my grandparents growing up when my poor mom or my poor dad had to drive them anywhere because we lived out.
You lived in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so it was like somebody's got to drive them or else they're stuck at home or whatever. So, you know, I think of that.
Well, look
when
at
I think
you
of
looking
it
for like good causes and good reasons.
Well,
to have a self-driving car.
Because everybody wants to take a dump on it and be like, the robots are bad. I'm a better driver. I can tell you that I'm not. And I'm a pretty good driver, but I could tell you, most people are not. You think you are, and that's the problem. You think too much of yourself.
Oh, no.
Planes already fly themselves, and nobody complains about that. I mean, I do.
I was going to say.
But I'm terrified no matter what was going on in the air.
There was a story earlier today in the Weird News talking about how a guy got like flop sweat. Anytime he saw Santa, he got like flop sweat. He could feel the sweat rolling down his back and his cold, clammy hands. And all immediately I said, I'm like, is this guy Brad talking about getting on an airplane or something like that?
Right. I'm using a nom de plume. I'm using my pen name and I'm saying it's Santa's. But replace the word Santa with airplane. And that's basically how I feel. As I approach the airport, I get nervous.
I don't blame you, and I think you probably have that same cold clamminess anytime you see me behind a wheel, because I think you've ridden with me once.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. You bring that up a lot more. He almost went the wrong way down a one way, and then didn't. Almost, and then you stopped.
And I only cut off one person.
It happens. It's fine. It just go.
If it was a robot,
well, yeah, but I mean, we don't normally get a chance to. Next time you want to take a trip to Massachusetts, we'll take a trip together again. It's fine. I don't mind.
Sure. He says that now. Juiciest gossip
of the day. This was such a, I remember reading about this, Celine Dion, she had to announce that she had quit touring, at least.
Right.
Because she had stiff person syndrome, which, of course, I immediately Googled. I'm like, is that really what it's called? Or is that, you know, what is that name? I mean, the name means what it sounds like. She's losing control of her muscles. Well, TMZ saying Celine Dion's sister, Claudette, recently revealed that the singer has lost control of her muscles in her battle with stiff person syndrome. Her sister says it's uncertain when Celine will be able to return to the stage. She's determined to do so. Despite her health struggles, Celine was recently seen in good spirits at a hockey game. From what I understand, it's very like some days you wake up and she physically can't sing.
It's one of those where you have your good days and your bad.
Right, so you can't necessarily be like, these are the dates of my shows.
Right.
If it's kind of like that. There's a lot of old rock stars get that with their hearing. Like, some days I can hear fine for 2-3 days, and then I can't hear anything. And it's like, well, that's not a good way to run a concert then, if that's how you're doing.
No, that's actually exactly why Huey Lewis had to retire.
Yeah.
He lost his hearing and couldn't hear
anymore.
Said
it came back, and they actually did record an album. They just had to do it on his good days, not his bad ones. But as he said, he can't go on tour when you do that.
Sure.
Kind of the same thing. She said she can't control her diaphragm to hit those high notes.
Right. And
notes,
of course, so. Celine Dion, we're talking about whether or not you
every
care.
Song that she does has at least one moment.
Whether or not you like her style or genre of music, you got to admit that she's got probably one of the best set of pipes on the planet.
Right.
So not being able to control that diaphragm. But at the very least, it's good to see that she's still able to get out and be at like a hockey game and still do stuff.
No, it seems like, because that was my worry. She's going to go be a shut-in. Next thing we're going to hear is the obituary notice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, that's not what. So apparently it's more like, yes, good days and bad days, but that doesn't help if you have a scheduled event coming up.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I guess.
Which is a bummer because I always, my mom saw Celine Dion when she was out in Vegas.
Okay.
And I was like, how was the show? She's like, it's really good, actually. It was,
I have heard that she is very, very good in concert, very entertaining, engaging.
Yes.
All of that. So hopefully, fingers crossed, man. Because
yeah, exactly.
I feel Canadians feel about Celine Dion the way we feel about Dolly Parton for some reason.
I could see that. I would really like to see her do My Heart Will Go On live at least once. I feel like it's something that's always sort of been like, I don't need it, but if it's on my bucket list, like I've got the main
that's
page.
That's your
and then
bucket
if,
list item?
No. It's just, you've got the front page, and then if you flipped it over, you'd be like, what's this written in the margin down here in pencils? That Cecily Dion will do My Heart Will Go On one slot. Okay. That's an interesting one.
Well, everybody's got their unique things.
It's on the B list. It's not on the A list.
But it's still on the list.
Absolutely. Full disclosure. TMZ saying that Marvel Studios dropped actor Jonathan Majors from all projects in the Marvel Cinematic Universe after the guilty verdict. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
In his criminal trial, Majors was set to play Kang the Conqueror in more upcoming Marvel films. As a matter of fact, it was supposed to be the movie that was going to come out with him was supposed to be called The Dynasty of Kang or something. Set it up. They're just calling it Avengers 5 or 6 or whatever number they're on.
Okay.
They're actually changing the title to make it like this is a one-off.
Yeah, this is, I mean, Marvel is already, you know, things, they've been trying to recapture the magic up until about Endgame, and they've really kind of put a lot of eggs in the Kang basket.
Yeah, I think they really thought that this was going to be sort of the reset of the entire, hey, these are our heroes, and you know, whoever's back is back, whoever's new is new. I think you're actually right. It was supposed to be the Avengers reboot, basically. Instead.
Yeah, and this is worst case scenario for Marvel in terms of this. The horse they backed, they now have to find a completely different horse.
But it's too late to actually digitally switch actors.
Right. Yeah, no,
the
you
other
can't
thing.
Do that.
Well, no, that was my thought behind it. I'm like, well, will they switch it or will they refilm it? And will it be worth looking at just because it'll be such a mess after the fact? But no, apparently they're going to actually release the movie. Jury did determine that Majors assaulted and harassed his girlfriend, Grace Jabari, after an argument. Majors was acquitted of other charges but is now facing a maximum sentence of up to a year in prison. The studio is now expected to explore new options for the character Kang. Yeah, if you saw the video, I don't know if you saw it, but it was he ended up breaking her finger while he threw her in the back of a car. They were arguing over, I think he got a text message from another lady.
Yes,
I think that's what did it.
That's exactly what it was.
He was like, you're being irrational. And he was like, there's a message. Or rather, he was like, you're being irrational. She was like, why is this lady texting
I was going to say, I just saw the text message on your phone. He's trying to get, just a bad situation.
It was bad, yes.
Bad situation all the way around. And now Marvel going to have to go in a different direction.
Seems like it. Jason Momoa thinking that maybe they're going to go in a different direction with Aquaman. Telling CBS he thinks the end might be near for Aquaman. Is he doing this to drum up some sort of...
Well, I was going to say, the Aquaman and Lost Kingdom comes out, I think, Friday?
Okay, I've seen it advertised a lot, but I can never tell because the advertised just before and just as it's being released is always roughly the same amount.
Right.
So I've seen a lot of Aquaman's ads on football.
Right, really watching football.
They really think that I'm going to go see it. You ever watch like certain shows and you're like, this show is not really in my wheelhouse?
Sure.
I'll sit there and watch TV with my dad and I'll be like, okay, it's not just like Cialis ads for ED medicine. You know, it's not just happy old couples. It's also like a bunch of stuff like heart medicines
so you can
sort of tell when you're seeing stuff on like on like Huggies. A lot of Huggies ads.
A lot of Huggies ads.
Like I may be watching a show that's more for newer moms. The same applies to football. They really think that you and I are going to go see Aquaman
you know,
and the Lost Kingdom.
I will have to say the original Aquaman, I actually did enjoy. It was probably my
favorite. You're saying that out of all the DC
movies, really that's probably my favorite. I mean, outside of, you know, some Batmans or whatever, because, well, it's Batman. But in terms of the DC movies, Aquaman was pretty good.
You know, here's my one thing. I saw the kid that plays the Flash. Now, he's another controversial
Ezra
one.
Ezra Miller. Yes.
Ezra Miller, yes. There was some. I really thought they were going to, I mean, aside from the fact they put him in a bunker somewhere, because have you seen him do any press for anything?
Nothing.
No.
Not a thing.
Which was part of the problem with releasing the Flash movie, that you're like, and no one can go do any press to talk about
and
it.
And nobody can talk to the star at all.
Because something about Ezra may have his own cult that travels around the country. Not really sure, but that's not the kind of thing that everybody will ask the question to. Let's make this about the Flash. Okay, guy with superpowers, very interesting, but we know that special effects. What's with the weird cult and the guy starring in the movie with the guy who runs really fast?
Yeah, the sad thing is that Flash movie actually wasn't bad.
I saw it while I was at my cousin's wedding. Yeah. I was staying in that casino.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, after the wedding, I went downstairs. I grabbed a couple of cocktails from the bar because they were cheap. Went back up to my room and I watched The Flash. And you're right. It wasn't that bad. But
I love how we're saying, like, yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Well, it wasn't. You know? Well, I like him as an actor. That's the thing. I actually do like him as an actor. He's been in a couple of good stuff. So
too bad he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
As it turns out, not as bad as Kang there, are they going to have? I guess my point is, DC seems to be having a lot of problems with keeping its franchises up. Like Marvel's got this Kang thing. They'll move past it. They're still printing money, but DC just hasn't managed to capture that formula, even with Jason Momoa, who's very likable.
I know, that's the thing. And the reason Momoa is saying this is because DC did come out with a tentative slate of films, and there was no.
Didn't they just wash it right after? Or no? Oh no.
This is for the moving forward.
Sure, yeah.
And there was no mention of Aquaman in there whatsoever.
But like four new Black Adam films. So that's the weirdest thing. I'm just saying they've got like some of the most likable leading men in Hollywood. You got The Rock, you got Jason Momoa, and they just can't seem to get the formula figured out.
Yeah. Well, maybe they just need to steal another guy from the Marvel Universe like they stole James Gunn, and they'll be.
I hear you can get Jonathan Majors real cheap right now. That's probably not a good idea.
No.
You know what? No one was going to watch that DC movie anyway. You might as well bring him on board.
Oh, that's probably true. And that is Juicy Gossip Part 1 for this morning. We've got plenty more coming up next hour, including Dakota Johnson and how much sleep she has to get in a night. I wish I could sleep this much.
I want to get a lot. I want to. I never do.
Exactly. I'm very much
like a toddler when it's time to go to bed. I don't want to. You're putting yourself to bed. Why are you arguing with yourself? Either do it or don't. I hate it when celebrities lie.
Okay, that's a very randomly specific statement to start things off with, but okay, what's going on?
Dakota Johnson, she's telling Glamour magazine sleep is her number one priority in life, which is good. But I know
how she feels sometimes.
This is the quote, I'm not functional if I get less than 10 hours of sleep a night. When's the last time you got 10 hours of sleep? I was sick the last time I got 10 hours of sleep. I'm sure of that much.
Actually, you know what? It was this past Sunday, and this is the only reason why, because my wife wanted to get, because we did the Thunder game and all that, and so, you know, I had a couple of soda pops and everything, so I slept well, and she had, like, an 8:30 appointment to go, like, get her nails done or whatever, and I'm like, you know what? Just, you know, pat me on the forehead as you leave and then just go and I will wake up. I won't set an alarm ready. I did. I went about maybe not 10 hours. I think about a little over 9.
Straight through, or did you wake up around when your alarm would go and then go fall back asleep?
Yes. Okay, all right. Well, the old man bladder in me got me at about 4:30 in the morning when my alarm would normally go. Like, okay.
Got me a little earlier yesterday when it was raining for some reason. My subconscious knew.
Handle me some business and then go back to sleep. So I average actually. I usually, if I get more than 6, I'm worthless
you
the
feel,
next day.
You feel a little off because you don't get it. I don't sleep that much. I agree. If I go over, I try to aim for 7 every night is what I aim for.
Sure,
I'm not saying I do it. Effects may vary, but I try for it myself. But the idea of 10
hours.
Who can waste the extra hours sleeping is what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, yeah, what else is she doing during her day that she can do?
Says here she can easily go for 14. Was she me when I was a teenager? Because that was the last time I consistently would be, I'm going back to bed. Why? I'm going back to bed.
Yeah.
There's a whole movie going on. You can't see it, but it was great.
Yeah, 14 hours does seem awfully.
14 hours, you feels like you should be sick if that's the case.
Right, yes.
Or what are you packing into the 10 hours you're awake that make those 14 hours? I didn't know Dakota Johnson was a lumberjack. As it turns out, that's what she's doing. She does manual labor all day,
swing
8 hours a day.
All day.
Yep. And then that's
you're
it.
You're going to swing this axe till the swing is done. You're going to swing this axe.
She's actually, they were putting in new railroad lines.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, yeah. Okay,
she's actually
right
been
on.
Hammering in spikes.
I don't know
very
any,
close.
Yeah. I don't know any railroad songs, so sorry.
I don't. If you just broke one out, I'd be very impressed. Sharon Osbourne tells People magazine she regrets her last facelift, calling it the worst thing she ever did. I looked around for pictures of this. Because she mentioned this when it happened, and then she was in seclusion for a while
while she was
healing up. This is the quote. That was the worst thing that I ever did. I looked like Cyclops. I had one eye here, one eye there, and my mouth was all askew. And then I had to wait for that to heal before I could go back and have it corrected.
I do seem to remember seeing like one picture where one eye did just kind of look like it didn't belong where it was.
Yes, it was something. Somebody drew Sharon Osbourne's face from memory, and it wasn't quite.
It wasn't
quite right.
There.
It was not exactly what we all remember. I think I found one picture as well, but there weren't nearly as many for my taste. I wanted there to be a lot more. I wanted her to debut it on a red carpet. So that was the picture that we think of.
Yeah. No, I'm sure Sharon did her best to not have very many of those pictures going out.
Seems like it seems like that's what she did after that one, where she's like, well, guess I'm stuck at home for another month.
Yeah, guess who's being a shut-in for the next month or two?
Fired up the old Xbox, and I'm just picturing what I would do. Taylor Swift handed out generous tips on Sunday while watching her boyfriend Travis Kelce's Kansas City Chiefs beat the New England Patriots. The food service workers, they got to meet Taylor face-to-face. They also got a $400 tip from the pop star. Now, I saw a thing where they mentioned the tip, and then two various comments that were...
Well, I have a question about the tip before I say anything else.
400 for everybody or 400 for the one person?
That would be the question.
I feel like it was 400 for the one. That's what I feel like it was.
For just one person?
Yeah, that's what I think it was.
Okay, because...
I only know about this from an Instagram story that I saw real quick, and most of the comments were, she's faking it, and it's like, yeah, but okay, so she's faking it here, you know, giving a very generous tip where she didn't have to. Mm-hmm. She faked it with her road crew while she was on her tour and gave them each bonuses in the five-figure range.
Mid-five-figure
range, if I'm not mistaken. Like, everybody got, like an extra, like, third of their salary as a bonus. If she's faking it, at what point do you just give her credit for it? Just say, maybe she's generous. Or if she's faking it to pretend to be generous at this point, I dare say she's being generous, even if in her heart she doesn't feel that way.
See,
she's doing it.
You're absolutely right. I was going to play devil's advocate a little bit and say, you know, if there were 10 food service workers and she left $400, you know, that's not as good.
Especially, unless all she got was a cup of water. I mean, it's...
No, that's true, I suppose.
She's
kind of damned if she does, damned if she doesn't at this point in time.
It's kind of like somebody who like becomes an expert bowler, ironically. Like, I hate bowling, and that's why I've bowled more 300 games than anyone else. I hate to break this to you, but you're a good bowler. Oh, I'm a terrible bowler. That's the joke. No, you're very good at it.
I'm
a terrible tipper. Haha, I'm very selfish. Except for the parts where you're giving people a bunch of money and not being selfish at all. So maybe, I don't know. I just, the conspiracy theory that she's just trying to get people to like her.
Well, I mean, honestly, a lot of people, it's with Taylor Swift, you either absolutely love her or you have the opposite side of that coin where you're looking for a reason to not like her.
I lean more towards the, I think I like her, but like I'm realistic about it. It's a celebrity who I've never met and odds are will never meet.
That's true too.
And it really doesn't affect my day too terribly much. Would I rather meet Taylor Swift or have a really good breakfast sandwich? Depends.
Friday morning, we're going to have them from Coach. So,
there you go. So, I know I'm going to have one.
Going to get one of those.
Yeah. Now, it's one of those. How hungover am I? You want to meet Taylor Swift or you want this breakfast sandwich? Just give me the breakfast sandwich.
Just a sandwich, please.
We're good. We're fine. So, it's one of those things where I'm not like jumping to defend her or anything. But, you know, I feel like I can be somewhat indifferent while being like, I don't know. Evidence seems to point to
she's
a pretty cool
like
person.
She does seem like a genuinely nice, nice person.
There,
and she
I don't
does
wanna,
catch,
yeah.
Seems like she catches a lot of flack where she shouldn't.
Yeah, not necessarily. Martha Stewart, on the other hand, who I will go to bat for her. I will die on that hill. Martha Stewart tells Drew Barrymore that she had a surefire way to get rid of her holiday dinner guests. She's always got the important tips. She can tell you how to make a good bisque. She can tell you how to kick the guests out when they've overstayed their welcome. Quote, frankly, I just say, I'm going to bed. I'll see you. I do just say that. I just turned the lights off. I set the fire alarm. One night I had the fire department show up. Nobody would leave. We just put the fire alarm on. We did have a malfunction in the furnace, and the whole fire department showed up, and the fire chief came in and told everybody to get outside. It was like zero outside, and he made everybody go outside with their phones. That's one way to get rid of them. Now, I wonder, does she really go, just mingle, you have access to the living room, I will be going to bed. Dakota Fanning already went to sleep 3 hours ago in the guest room. I'm headed to the master bedroom. Y'all let yourself out.
See, I'll tell you what.
Here's the fire code.
This is why I do not host holiday gatherings for the most part at my place. At least ones that are inside. The outdoor ones, okay, sure. But the indoor ones, because you never, you know, sure when that last person is going to be like.
Finally going to be.
You know, you don't
want
to be.
One more cup of coffee.
Right.
Yeah, why not?
You don't want to be that person kind of standing at the door with your arms kind of motioning towards the door. You don't want to be that person, but. I found I've been that person sometimes.
I am, and that is
why I make sure I'm not the opposite side of that coin when I go to somebody else's house.
See, I am the
never straggler.
Yeah, you're never the straggler. See, I'm a good guest. I will try to actually start the first stampede, the first run where everybody wants to leave. Everybody's looking for an excuse. I'm the guy that'll go. Well, time to be hitting the old dusty trail. So it was good seeing you. And I like to start that first avalanche. Kind of,
yes. Yeah.
So I like to get the first group out. And I feel like I'm doing the person who's.
You're doing the homeowner a service, dude.
I'm
you
doing
really
them
are.
A favor. And yes, I like to think that I'm a good. And it's not just because I'm antisocial. I'm doing it for them. I'm pulling a Taylor Swift now. I'm doing it for my own selfish needs. Haha, I've got you fooled. I'm not a good house guest. I just didn't want to be around you the whole time. Us Weekly magazine saying that Travis Barker recently sold a pair of his Vans from his Blink 182 2023 tour for $4,000. When I saw Vans, I know they're still around. My first thought, Vans, Blink 182, this had to be a tour from like 1998.
You forget they did a Vans
tour.
I know.
I know. But as soon as I read that headline, I'm like, oh, somebody bought his shoes that were game worn, if you will.
Game worn from back in the 90s.
As best you can
in the early
aughts. A drummer. Yeah. No. Also sold were Barker's bloodstained black pants from the tour, which went for $6,000. The proceeds from the sale go towards a nonprofit organization that supports teenagers in need during the holiday season. Do I want to Google why he had bloodstained pants?
Well, chances are he's a drummer. He might have just gotten, blisters or whatever
but
on his hands.
A couple of blisters, but when you call them bloodstained pants, I feel like that's like, it's either evidence from a crime, or at the very least, there's some explanation required more than, well, I had a blister, so I'm going to mark these pants down as bloodstained. How big was this blister?
You know what? I don't think we want to know the answer.
Travis Barker actually seems to have like he's good. He seems to always have like some sort of health thing go on. I've noticed this. he did bust a tendon before they even started the tour.
Oh, that's right. I do remember
drumming.
That.
Yeah. Is that what the blood is from?
I didn't know busted tendons bled, but.
If you do them right, I guess they can.
Well, yes, I suppose they can.
Cost you $6,000 though to own a pair. So.
Now he can keep his bloodstained pants. I'll keep the $6,000. And that is juicy gossip for today. Yeah, I mean, it sounds good in theory. It's a celebrity's item and all that. But you know what? You lost me a bloodstain.
And shoes, that's another one. Like, do you display them? Like, he's a drummer, again. He gets sweaty and bloody, apparently.
Right.
Do you really want the shoes where everything pools? Like, is that what you're looking for?
Dude,
the guy who's moving around the most on the stage?
My dude, you are painting a picture with watercolors, man. You really are.
$10,000 for the pair.
Yeah, no thank you.
Best I could do is a breakfast sandwich.